I saw the shallowness of the barriers of West and East, white and brown and black, and okay, the various religious traditions. I thought they were artificial barriers.
Mm.
They were not real. And all the confrontations, hostilities did not seem real. On the contrary, the instinct of human beings to try and figure out what the other half is doing, you know, that seemed more real. And that figures why. Because fundamentally, the consciousness we share is the same. Various countries are different. The environments are different. The socioeconomic status and political life is different. But as I said, the substratum is the consciousness. And Shiva was symbolic of this consciousness. Not a deity. It's a symbol.
Mm.
And that's how it made a difference. I was not worshipping or doing puja to a stone figure, okay? Nor to something because I was told to do so.
Mm.
It's a good thing to worship. Mm. It's a good thing to pronounce the mantras in a certain mm-hmm. way. You know, this is what we were told in the Brahminical tradition of the Hindu religion.
Right. But cultural programming.
All that became a very... it's meaningful only in a very shallow sense. In a deeper sense, those things disappear. You know, the ritualistic side of Hindu religion disappeared before my...
Yeah, and I think that's an interesting comment coming from someone who was born Indian, you know, and because the role of ritual, as you know very well, is a very large part of Indian identity writ large. Could you maybe speak to that a little?
Yes. So I, in my boyhood, I was questioning all that. Okay, subconsciously, I was questioning, why should I utter mantras which I don't understand? Why can't I pray in simple language in my in whatever way my words form? Why should they be in a sing-song, you know, Sanskrit shlokas, which I don't understand at all?
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't feel the piety that my mother felt in the puja room. I didn't feel it. I was more inclined to read something or know something which appealed to reason. See, the heart side was not there. Prior to this experience, it was all the brain side, okay? Once you saw that it's all basically the consciousness that human beings want to touch, want to realize, willy-nilly, whether they know it, they are aware of it or not aware of it. Even in the materialistic world, that's what they are looking for. They're looking for that principle within themselves, which is a life force, which is the light within themselves. Okay, in any way you go, whether you go outward or you go inward, you are searching for it. So I didn't find any difference between the material and the spiritual. To be honest, such a division also is artificial. Whatever be your endeavor, okay, whatever be your search or path, the meaning that that they embody or they represent is to be found in the reality of the consciousness that we hold within ourselves. You know, life is equal to that consciousness. When consciousness departs, the body doesn't live. And that consciousness is same in all living, breathing things. And in fact, the Vedantic philosophy of Hindu religion says that vibration is there in inanimate things as well, non-living. There is no difference between living and non-living. It is the consciousness which is a vibration. So these principles, these ideas, they intersect between science and art and religion and philosophy.